Weirgeld by Gav Thor. Read by Gareth Armstrong. Prologue. The sound of Korax's footsteps resounded along the plain stone walls of the corridor. Above him, Deliverance was almost deserted. It would take many more years to rebuild the strength of the Raven Guard, but his successors had that task in hand. They had been warned not to look to him for leadership any longer. They would forge their own futures, not just Raven Guard, but Raptors, Blackguard, and all the others who had yet to choose their names. A new age, a new order. Gilliman had, as always, been the best prepared for what had come after, what needed to come after. There was little enough left for Korax to fight for. Fragile hope had given way to desperation before nihilism and then vengeance had carried him through the following years. Now he was empty. His father dead, his brothers... He did not want to think about his brothers. His strides were laboured. The burden that weighed him down was greater than any physical load. It was only determination that carried him along, or perhaps stubbornness. It was impossible to separate the two feelings now. Righteousness had always played second part to humility in the Raven Lord, and now that it had gone, all that was left was a vague pragmatism. This was a task that needed to be carried out, no matter how awful, no matter the significance for himself. So Korax had come here, to the Red Level, a place that had given the prisoners of Lycaeus nightmares, the torture cells, the haunt of the most depraved guards, and the scene of such exploitation and degradation that it had seemed almost incredible, at least until the excesses perpetrated by Fulgrim and his decadent legion had eclipsed all else. Here Korax had buried his shame, hidden those too far gone even for a clean death on the battlefields of the Scouring. The solution was clear to him. He had known it for a long time, but he could not convince others of its truth. The Imperium did not need his ilk. The galaxy was changed forever, and mortal men were best left to run their own affairs. If they were to fail, then it would be by their own mistakes. Never more would they be the pawns of flawed demigods. There was only one task left to him to complete.